USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Overreporting of COVID-19 cases by government officials has surfaced again. This time, the overinflated number of California children hospitalized with the coronavirus was overreported by 40%. A peer review commentary from two University of California, San Francisco academics found broad instances of children being hospitalized because of COVID-19 caused ailments to be exaggerated. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Wednesday signed legislation banning abortions in the state as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The Texas bill, known as SB 8, was slammed by critics as one of the strictest and most extreme measures in the nation, but applauded by anti-abortion supporters as a landmark achievement. Former President George W. Bush said in an interview that Iran helped launch the Hamas terrorist group to attack Israel. Bush says, "What you're seeing playing out is Iranian influence targeted toward Israel." USA Radio News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree. Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too, and find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show, with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people.
As the mask mandate rages on, mixed messaging from government officials has most people scratching their head. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The list of national retailers who are no longer requiring vaccinated customers to wear masks continues to grow. The CDC changed its guidance last week, saying fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks indoors, except in certain situations. Grocery store chains Kroger's, Giant Eagle, Aldi, and Meijer, as well as Best Buy, Dollar General, and Lowe's, are the latest stores to say they'll drop their mask requirements for vaccinated customers. Walgreens is one retailer keeping their mask requirements in place for both customers and employees. The pharmacy chain says that it's a destination for COVID-19 vaccinations and testing, which is why it's leaving the rule in place.
A recent survey of tens of thousands of people from around the world reveals people trust their employer to do the right thing. The least trusted, their government and the media. Hong Kong police said Tuesday there is no evidence the director of its national security department, who was arrested in a massage parlor raid, was engaged in any immoral or illegal behavior. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The confusion over mask mandates has been fueled by mixed messaging. Dr. Fauci wants to set the record straight. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Americans have been adjusting to new guidelines for mask wearing released last week by the CDC. The new guidance allows for people who are fully vaccinated not to have to wear masks indoors, except for in crowded areas. But the sudden shift caused confusion for businesses trying to reopen and recover from the effects of the pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the confusion is not their fault. The chief White House medical advisor tells CNN that some of the confusion is coming from establishments trying to figure out how best to follow the new guidelines.
So what the establishment owners, several of them have said, you know, the CDC recommendations were fine, that people who are fully vaccinated don't have to wear masks indoor, but since I don't know who's vaccinated or not, if you come into my establishment, you still have to wear a mask. So where the confusion is that people are saying, wait a minute, some people are saying you don't have to wear masks when you're vaccinated, and now you're telling me when I go into an establishment, I have to wear a mask.
A 70-story skyscraper in China's technology hub of Shenzhen City swayed again on Wednesday after it wobbled and caused 15,000 people to evacuate the day before. No earthquakes have been reported in the region. Three floors of crypto mining computers in the electronics market, one of the main crypto mining markets in China, were not accessible due to the incident. Chinese media reported that all 15,000 evacuees escaped the building within 90 minutes. Nobody was injured. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.